Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Laos, where he will lay the groundwork for a February summit with leaders of 10 ASEAN countries that will be hosted by President Obama. Carl Thayer, defense analyst at the University of New South Wales, says Laos will have to balance its international diplomacy as they take over chairmanship of ASEAN and host major world leaders, including Mr. Obama.
Obama is going to visit the region in May, particularly to Vietnam. He's setting up in the last bit of the year where American diplomacy can go with Laos as chair and to try to keep it on an independent and neutral course, rather than leaning towards China, which some people argue would be the case.
During his stay, Secretary Kerry and Asian leaders will discuss pressing regional issues, including the South China Sea dispute and growing concerns about North Korea's nuclear program. Thousands of teacher trainees took to the streets of the Moroccan capital Rabat Sunday, protesting government plans to cut education jobs. Protests are one of the several rallies in the last few months against government plans to cut spending and reduce public sector hiring aimed at improving state finances. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expressed strong support for Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank, comes amid increasing pressure from hardline coalition members over an incident in the Hebron settlement. Israeli troops on Friday removed several dozen settlers from two buildings which the settlers had entered the previous day, saying they had bought them from Palestinians. Israeli Defense Minister, who authorized the removal, said the settlers were there illegally. This is VOA News. Syrian forces recaptured the town of Rabia Sunday, continuing their string of victories over rebels in the northwestern Latakia province. VOA asked Ohio State University Middle East scholar Alam Payin about the significance of all of this.
Anything that which can take some of these cities which are on the supply routes, it's extremely important militarily and also psychologically for the ISIL forces, and also it somehow boosts the morale of the Syrian army and the Kurdish Peshmerga. And also there are some, because Turks are also very much interested in the defeat of the Daesh or the ISIL, as the Arabs call it, Daesh. So this is an important development.
Latest violence in Syria comes as the UN works to bring opposition groups and the Syrian government to Geneva for a new round of peace negotiations. Disagreement over who will take part are expected to delay today's talks. Today marks the fifth anniversary of Egyptians launching protests against longtime leader Hosni Mubarak in a revolt that helped spark a wave of uprisings across the Middle East. Current President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi praised the 2011 revolution, saying it brought a new Egypt. He accused others of using it for personal gains in reference to the banned Muslim Brotherhood that won elections to take over the government following Mubarak's ouster. Sisi said 2013 efforts to push President Mohamed Morsi, that is, a Brotherhood member, from power. Brazilian officials have announced measures to prevent the spread of the Zika virus during the Rio de Janeiro Olympic Games later this year. Brazil is suffering from an outbreak of the virus, which health officials say may be behind a spike in cases of infants born with unusually small heads, as well as a paralysis-causing syndrome. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control is warning pregnant women to avoid travel to 14 countries and territories in the Caribbean and Latin America affected by the virus. Dr. Beth Bell is with the CDC.
Our growing concern now over the last short period of time is that a pregnant woman with Zika virus infection, that infection can be passed to the fetus.
The Centers for Disease Control here in the United States says there are no vaccines to prevent the spread of the Zika virus, and for now, no drugs to treat those who are affected. You can get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.